Hey, Clearwater. Today, we're going to be talking about our playoff predictions. And today, I am also joined by my friend, Andrew Brown.
What's up?
So, the teams in the playoffs right now for the AFC is Baltimore, Cleveland, Houston, Miami, Kansas City, Pittsburgh, and Buffalo.
All right. Yeah, and the teams in the NFC are San Francisco, Dallas, Detroit, Tampa Bay, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, and Green Bay.
I didn't know that Baltimore was the number one seed this year.
Actually, before the season started, this is like one of my worst predictions, but I had them going 10-7 and missing the playoffs, so I'm surprised they got to this point. I thought they weren't going to give Lamar Jackson the talent he needed, but they went and did it. So this is where he got.
I think that San Francisco is going to go to the Super Bowl, but in the Super Bowl, they're going to choke against probably Buffalo.
So actually, I want to start off on Saturday at 4 p.m. tomorrow. The Browns and Texans will kick off. And I think despite how good the Browns' defense is, I think this is going to be a shootout with Joe Flacco showing off some of his crazy arm talent. And I feel like this is going to come down to C.J. Stroud making a rookie mistake. I think Joe Flacco is going to barely – I think the Joe Flacco-led Browns are going to barely get out of there and go to the divisional round. So what's your opinion on the game, Melo?
I think Houston has that game in the bag out of everything. But the Miami and the Kansas City Chiefs game, that's going to be a lot different because of the weather, the wind, and you got Patrick Mahomes going up against his old wide receiver.
And with Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs, I have a question because they've definitely had a down year. Mahomes has thrown, like, I think, more interceptions than ever. I think the least amount of touchdowns besides that one year he got hurt. And he's had the most losses in one season in his career. He's clearly, obviously had a down year. And I think Travis Kelce's out of shape. So, do you think...
Travis Kelce's probably going to retire this year.
Yeah, or something. But so do you think that their playoff magic will just snap them back to the same old Chiefs? Because, I mean, at the end of the day, it's still Mahomes, Reed, and Kelce in the playoffs. Mahomes is 11-3 in the playoffs. The only two quarterbacks ever to be able to defeat them were Joe Burrow and Tom Brady. So do you think their playoff magic will just come back? Because I personally think it'll kind of be there. I don't think there'll be any sort of super team, but I think their offense is going to be a little bit better than it has all year.
I see them going out in the first round to Miami.
Maybe in this wild card game, I think that the Chiefs may not have an offense, but that's because of the weather. And it's really hard to pass the ball in weather like that. It's really hard to kick, so I feel like Harrison Butker might miss something during this game. But I think Chiefs fans are kind of crazy, not like Bills fans crazy, but I think there's going to be a decent crowd at Arrowhead Stadium, and I think it's going to favor the Chiefs because the Dolphins do even worse in cold weather. So I think both teams are going to be hindered, but I think the Dolphins are going to be far more hindered than the Chiefs. So I think the Chiefs will barely make it to the divisional round by a field goal.
The Pittsburgh and Buffalo game, I see Buffalo winning that.
Oh, yeah. I totally think Buffalo's going to win it. I don't think it's going to be way closer than people expect, even though the Steelers don't have T.J. Watt. It's a playoff game. And, well, I know Mike Tomlin's their coach and all, but it's the Bills in the playoffs. They're gonna barely get out of there alive. It happened last year. They were supposed to blow out Miami, and they didn't. They barely escaped. Miami was dead in the water in the playoffs, and the Bills barely made it to the next round. So that moves us over to the NFC after our opinions. So, what do you think about the Eagles and Bucks game?
Bucks don't have Tom Brady no more. I don't know how they're in the playoffs right now. Philadelphia, they were on a streak, but they lost it somehow.
The Eagles, they are in purgatory right now. That is the best thing I could say about their situation.
I think they'll get their magic back this game.
They could. And if I'm going to say that about the Chiefs. I feel like it would be a fair argument you could say that about the Eagles. But the one thing I also will say is that the Eagles, the thing about the Eagles is that they had one game of football. They had one style of football, and it was just hard to beat, but they've cracked it down. That's not how the Chiefs work. They have multiple styles, and many of them don't work, but they're always ready to adjust. And their offense is always quick moving. They don't spend time in the huddle. They go to the line. They go to the line. So that could make the difference between why I don't think that the Eagles are going to have any playoff magic while I think the Chiefs are going to have some. That might sound biased because I'm a Chiefs fan, but that's my reasoning behind it. They have two different styles of football, and I think a style like this is going to benefit the Chiefs having playoff magic over the Eagles. So I think the Eagles are going to lose, barely.
I think the Eagles are going to win.
And that's fair. That's fair.
The Rams and the Lions, I don't see any of them winning. I see a tie game.
That's not exactly how playoffs work, but this is going to be an interesting game. This is revenge games for both Matthew Stafford and Jared Goff. Well, I guess it's Stafford's revenge game because Detroit's hosting.
If Detroit wins, they'll lose the next round.
Maybe.
If the Rams win, they'll probably go on.
Honestly, I could see
a little bit.
I could see either of these teams making it to the Super Bowl. The Rams are a dark horse contender, in my opinion. But I think out of a high-scoring shootout, both teams scoring at least 30 points, maybe even one of them scoring 40 points, I think the Lions are barely going to get out of there. And that will lead the Lions onto the divisional. And that leads to the Cowboys versus the Packers.
Oh, this has been something where Green Bay was in the 7th seed and Dallas was in the 2nd seed. And Green Bay won.
That's never happened before. And there's only been like 2 or 3 seasons where there's been a 7th seed in the playoffs. And there's never been a time a 7th seed has won their game. Not once.
Yeah, I didn't even see that happening. I think the Cowboys will go against San Francisco for the divisional champs.
I, along with like everyone else, think the Cowboys are going to win. And
I don't see them in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't see them in the Super Bowl either.
I see them choking in the divisional round.
It's always their year. It's always their year to choke in the divisional round. So I do think I think it's going to come down to a field goal. I think because the last 10 times they've played, the Cowboys are 9-1 against. I mean the Packers are 9-1 against the Cowboys, but they feared Aaron Rodgers. And if you compare Dak Prescott to Jordan Love, I think that Jordan Love has a higher ceiling, but Dak Prescott not only has more playoff experience, but just experience in general. And I think as of now, he's a more talented quarterback than Jordan Love, but I really do think Jordan Love is their next franchise quarterback. They did it somehow. 3 straight franchise quarterbacks. However they did it, we don't know. Might be like how Mike Tomlin has black magic to always get the Pittsburgh Steelers to a winning season. Maybe the Packers have black magic with that too.
Yeah.
So that leads to our predicted divisional rounds, and I don't know if you know how that's going to match up, but I have a predicted bracket pulled up here, so I don't have to memorize that or think it out. So what do you think? So you said the Texans were going to win, and so that in your opinion, the Ravens and Dolphins are going to play. So how do you think that would go between them?
The Dolphins would play the Buffalo, but Dolphins would play the Bills. And
no, because
Houston would play Ravens.
No, you said that because they don't just like the bracket's not actually shaped like that. They just like they just throw the worst seed against the best seed, so they might just like throw a team to the other side of the bracket depending on the seeding. They don't really care for that. They'll throw a team around to always have the worst against the best.
I got a bracket pulled up right now.
Wait. Yeah, but
if the wild card goes against the number one team and the 6 and 7 seed, whoever that is, the 7 and 2 seed and the 6 and 3 seed go against each other, and then whoever wins that, the divisional goes on to the conference and then the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but they might, like, throw a team to the other side of the bracket. Like, if let's say the Dolphins beat the Chiefs and the Bills beat the Steelers, that means the Dolphins would go to the entire other side of the bracket to play Baltimore instead of the Bills, and then the Bills and Texans would play. That's how your opinion would play out. So, between the Dolphins and Ravens, who do you think would win?
Dolphins and the Ravens?
Yeah.
I think Miami all day.
You think Miami would beat the Ravens?
Yeah.
That's a fair argument considering the Ravens' playoff performances lately. I think if
Tyreek Hill and Tua go off, then they'll be good. But I think that in the other case of the Bills winning against the Steelers and then going against the Ravens, that Bills will win.
All right. So
and then it'd be Miami and the Bills, and I think that I would have to see that for actually I think the Bills would win.
So with my playoff with my wild card predictions, the divisional matchups would be Ravens-Browns, Bills-Chiefs, 49ers-Buccaneers, and Cowboys-Lions. So, between the Ravens and the Browns, I think that Joe Flacco would work some playoff magic and get himself to the conference championship. What do you think?
I think that's pretty fair. I mean, it's the NFL. Anything can happen.
So what do you think would happen if the Texans and Bills played?
I think Bills would win.
You think Bills would win?
Yeah.
All right. So in my prediction, I have the Chiefs and Bills playing the divisional. Now, I know I'm a Chiefs fan. This is going to sound really biased, but let me elaborate. The Bills beat the Chiefs in the regular season. The Bills, they did it. They do it every year. You know what else happens every year? The Chiefs beat the Bills in the playoffs. I know two things are different this year. The Chiefs are not as good. They're not a super team this year. And the Chiefs are not at home this time. So I could be wrong about that, but I have a pretty good feeling about this game. So we keep our little streak alive of the Chiefs hosting the AFC Championship, which I don't know if that's the 6th or 7th consecutive year the Chiefs would host the AFC Championship, but that would lead the Chiefs to host the Browns. All right, before I go into the NFC, actually, yeah, it is time for NFC, so.
Yeah. So I have the Eagles winning.
Against who?
Buccaneers.
In the divisional?
Yeah.
The Eagles play the Bucks in the wild card.
Yeah, in the wild card. And then after that, they'd have to go up against the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys would win.
You think the Cowboys would win?
Yeah. And then
that's fair.
After that, it'd be I guess I'd go with LA for the Rams and Lions game.
That's also the wild card.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, did you?
I had to skip over it. Say a tie game. And they'd go up against the 49ers. I see the 49ers winning it. And the conference championship being the 49ers and the Cowboys. And I see San Francisco choking.
To the Cowboys.
Yeah.
That's kind of bold. I'm not going to lie. Cowboys in the Super Bowl, that's kind of bold.
Yeah.
But, hey. If they're right, then you're a genius. That's what they say or something. I don't know. But honestly, in the AFC Championship, I think the Browns would beat the Chiefs. I think it would happen. Joe Flacco has more playoff experience. He has more experience overall, and I just feel like Kadarius Toney's going to do something stupid that will cost us the game. So the Browns are going to the Super Bowl. Never thought I'd say that sentence, but you said the Cowboys were going to go to the Super Bowl.
I say it's going to be the Cowboys and Miami.
The Cowboys and Dolphins.
I'm not a Cowboys fan, me personally, but they've done pretty good this year.
I'd love to watch that Super Bowl. I'm not going to lie.
It's a weird looking Super Bowl, but it'd be a good Super Bowl.
It would be good, yeah. But in my NFC Championship, I have Brock Purdy and the 49ers versus Goff and the Lions. Wait, I didn't explain why. Okay, So I think that the Cowboys are just going to choke in the divisional round again against the Lions, and I think Dan Campbell's going to learn a couple lessons about coaching and maybe not going for two when you probably shouldn't, and that he can trust his team in overtime. So that leads to the San Francisco 49ers and the Detroit Lions, which I honestly think that the Detroit Lions would win because every single year the 49ers are always supposed to win the Super Bowl, but something stupid happens. The stars just align to keep them out. So that would lead to a Browns-Lions Super Bowl, actually, which is wild that is even a possibility. So, what do you think about that, Mello?
I think you're crazy.
It is crazy. But I'm also just going to say this. I've been right about several things.
I have this bracket pulled up of predicting the playoffs, and it shows the Super Bowl being the Bills and then the Cowboys, and the Bills won.
Okay. Was that Madden projections?
No.
Okay. Madden is so unrealistic. They always give the Cowboys the Lombardi Trophy. I just feel like Josh Allen's going to do something stupid against the Chiefs in the divisional round.
I feel like Josh Allen and Dak Prescott deserve a Super Bowl.
Honestly, yeah. Especially Josh Allen. And if the Browns and Lions played in the Super Bowl, here's what I have to say. Jared Goff is kind of a systematic quarterback. He doesn't have the clutch gene. There's a reason that trade happened between the Lions and the Rams. He doesn't have the clutch gene he needs. Joe Flacco is quite the opposite. He'll make some mistakes, but when it's time to work, he goes. And I think the Browns are going to win the Super Bowl, and I think that would be the perfect conditions for Joe Flacco to retire. Kind of like Peyton Manning's situation, except, well, Peyton Manning was there for 2 years. So, yeah, the Browns winning the Super Bowl.
I don't see that happening at all.
You know, maybe once the wild card's over, we'll take a second look, and maybe teams will be less hot. Like, maybe the Browns will beat the Texans ugly, and I think they'll lose out to the Ravens in the divisional round or something. Or the Rams beat the Lions, so they can't go to the Super Bowl. Let's just see what happens and come back to it next week. Know what I'm saying?
Yep. So we'll make a podcast next week about it.
So before we go, what's your nightmare Super Bowl matchup? What's the one you don't want to see?
I don't know. I really don't know. Probably what you were talking about, the Browns and the Lions. That's absolutely crazy.
My nightmare matchup is the Ravens and 49ers, because that would literally just be like last year's playoffs where the Chiefs and Eagles went to the Super Bowl. 2-1 seeds who went at it. I mean, and I just feel like it would be a boring game, and I feel like if that game happened, Brock Purdy would just make I feel like the Ravens would beat them again.
The Patriots against the Rams, that Super Bowl, that was really boring.
Sorry for blowing in the mic, but the AFC Championship, I remember watching that. This is actually how I started caring about football. The Mahomes and Brady were going at it, and I remember Brady threw that interception. I'm like, wait, we get the ball? I wasn't understanding things, and my dad was like, nope, the Patriots get the ball back. And I'm like, why? Why do they get the ball back? Because I didn't understand how flags worked. And I didn't watch the I did not watch the Saints Rams game. Wait, the no call between the Saints and the Rams?
Yeah. That's the biggest shoot down for Saints fans.
Yeah, I'm sorry, bro. Hey, bro. We both wanted our games going different ways that year. We both suffered. And Joe Burrow stepped out. Hey, remember, they can't hear you. Their refs always make dumb calls, though. Refs always make dumb calls.
All right, thank you guys for watching the podcast, listening to the podcast. See you next week.